Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
This is a message from the mother.
Let's go, girl.
She told me to tell my brother. She loves you.
Another butter from the blade.
And I do too.
Yes, yes.
Cause you're my superstar.
You're my superstar.
You are.
Superstar.
Supreme. As a child, I was told that my love is king. See what it could bring to the lives of those that ain't afraid to give with their souls exposed. Golden rose, you color my reality with balladry, allowing me to love like a child of three. I'm proud to be a superstar.
And thanks for joining me this morning. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mental Note, all of your current events, entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Good morning, everybody. I'm awake now, I think. Okay, wanted to report on Heath Ledger. Guys, they found him dead on yesterday at his home, with pills nearby. Actually, his masseuse came in, and he was in the bed naked and found him dead. So authorities said that the death of the 28-year-old actor was a possible overdose, but they were awaiting results of an autopsy today. So they're going to have an autopsy today on Heath Ledger. The Australian-born actor was found dead Tuesday by his housekeeper and masseuse, lying naked and face down at the foot of his bed with prescription sleeping pills nearby, police said. Now, if you can remember, Heath Ledger is the guy who was nominated actually for an Oscar for Brokeback Mountain. Remember, it was the movie about the gay cowboys. Really good movie, Oscar-nominated movie. Actually, I think the movie itself won an Oscar, but Heath was nominated for an Oscar as well. So want to send our condolences to his family. That's so unfortunate, you know, that he died like that. And that was in New York on yesterday, so definitely want to send our condolences out to him. Remember, guys, if you want to call me up, the call-in number is 347-215-8667. I have also opened up the chat line, so if you want to chat, you can also do that as well. Just also want you to keep in mind that on Saturday, 9:30 in the morning, right here on Mental Note, I will have author C.J. Leonard in the studio discussing his book, Fall of the Atlanta Mafia. Guys, the book is excellent. It is, if you like scandal and mobsters and sex and strip clubs and, oh, geez, politics, it's all in that book. I mean, it is really amazing. And it's, if you know anything about Atlanta, then it really gets interesting because I live here. So the people that he was talking about in the book, I'm actually familiar with them. So, of course, that made things very, very interesting to read. So check that out Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. right here, Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio with your girl Purpose Vision. I will have C.J. Leonard, author of Fall of the Atlanta Mafia. So be sure to check that out. And, guys, Fred Thompson drops out of the presidential election, the presidential race. Republican Fred Thompson, the actor politician who attracted more attention as a potential presidential candidate than as a real one, quit the race for the White House on Tuesday after a string of poor finishes in early primary and caucus states. It says, quote, "Today I have withdrawn my candidacy for President of the United States. I hope that my country and my party have benefited from our having made this effort," the former Tennessee senator said in a brief statement. So it seems like Thompson's fate was sealed last Saturday in the South Carolina primary when he finished third in a state he said he needed to do well in, if not win. So he didn't do good, guys, and he dropped out of the race. So that leaves you with Hillary Clinton, Bill Edwards in the Democratic Party, Gravel, Kunick, and Obama, and then Republicans, Giuliani, Huckabee, McCain, Romney, and Paul. Because on January 22nd, 08, Fred Thompson withdrew. So just keep an eye out on the political race, and, you know, let's try to keep abreast to what's going on because there's a lot going on in politics. Since we have Barack Obama, of course, is going to be the next president of the United States, if I have anything to say about it. So let's just keep our eyes and ears open and see what's going on there. And, Super Tuesday is coming up, and that's going to be on February 5th. Here in Atlanta, in Georgia. So I'll make sure that I'm voting for Barack on Super Tuesday. So stay right where you are, and I will be right back with more current events right here at Blog Talk Radio. right, guys. Thanks for sticking around. I also want to talk about the Fed's cutting the interest rate down to 3.5%. And I don't know if you guys heard about this, but basically what happened was Wall Street yesterday, Feds cut the rate, and basically they're cutting the rate because people who work for companies or people who have stocks in companies are pulling their stocks or cashing in their 401ks because they're unsure about the economy right now, and things are looking really gloomy. So people are cashing in and, you know, pulling their money from stocks, and so the Feds had to cut the rate to try and level things out. So, you know, things are still crazy. And even when you're talking about, of course, the real estate market, I wasn't able to do the show on Sunday, last Sunday, but if you check out my schedule, it's already scheduled for this Sunday. So Purpose Vision, the show All Things Real Estate, will be on air on Sunday, 6:30 p.m., so be sure to check that out. But I do want to touch on the real estate market just a second. From boom to bust is what the headlines say. The San Francisco Bay Area used to be one of the hottest real estate markets, but like this scene from Antioch, the boom has gone bust, and now the biggest state economy may be on the verge of recession or already in one because of it. And it just goes on to say other real estate markets. Florida, the fourth biggest state, has seen existing home sales fall 30% in the last year, way more than the national average decline of just 20%, but less than California's 36% decline. Another market that's dire strait, Arizona, about to have huge problems because of the housing market as the economy tightens. Nevada is also in trouble, together with Arizona, California, and Florida. These four states represent one-fifth of the U.S. economy. Didn't know that. These states would join Michigan, which is already considered to be in economic trouble. Even though states can't technically fall into a recession, that's what experts are calling the situation in these locations. And Ohio, actually, is the other trouble spot in the country's housing market and overall economy. Although 60,000 foreclosures were reported within the last 30 days here in Georgia, so 60,000, yeah, you heard me right. So, you know, it's kind of crazy right now, guys. The real estate market is, you know, it's a roller coaster. So, you know, it's always up and down, and they're saying that this kind of recession, slow market, is going to last up until 2009, but I had already said that simply because after the election, we should have, you know, fresh thoughts, fresh ways of doing things in the White House, so I do expect things to change and to get better. Because, you know, it starts at the top and it trickles down, so, you know, just keep an eye out and make sure you listen to the show on Sunday night, 6:30 p.m., because I will have excellent tips for you as far as how to invest, when to invest, because in actuality, if you didn't get sucked up in the bad mortgages, now is actually a good time to invest. If you can hold your property for a year or a little more, I mean, you should be able to cash in. Summer 2009, should be a good time. So, and I will give you facts to back that up, so make sure that you check me out Sunday, 6:30 p.m., Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate. And I will also tell you how to sell property without using a realtor. Yeah, I'm a licensed realtor, but I work as an advertising consultant for real estate. And it's the smartest thing to do, especially in a market like this. Who wants to pay 6% when you don't have to? You just have to be smart about how you advertise, where you advertise, and make sure that you're getting the maximum exposure possible for your property. So be sure to check me out. Got some good stuff for you. Stay right where you are, and I'll be back with more Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I bore you. No, no, my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Maybe, baby, puppy, Daisy would all be better for you. All I could do was love you. Maybe when I used to love you, nothing that I wouldn't do. I went through the fire for you.
maybe I should rob somebody. We could live like Whitney and Bobby. Probably my boss, my bad, my loss, you are.
All right, guys, thanks for sticking around, and I just want to say hello to Love and Peace for You and Miss Dragonfly, Mrs. Dragonfly, excuse me. Good morning, guys, and thanks for tuning in. I also want to let you guys know about the grocery chain that's sacking plastic bags, Whole Foods. I don't know if you guys shop there, and I do sometimes. They always have the good stuff, you know, fresh and authentic things at Whole Foods. They plan to phase out plastic bags at its 270 grocery stores by April 22nd, which is Earth Day. The company estimates the move circulation in 2000—the move will keep 100 million plastic bags out of circulation in 2008 alone. This is something our customers want us to do. It's central to our core values of caring for communities and the environment, an official says. So April 22nd is Earth Day. So, you know, guys, recycle. Let's help with global warming. Sears may split into several companies in its latest effort to revitalize itself amid stiff competition from companies like Walmart. Walmart is taking over, guys. Sears Holdings Corp. is reportedly planning to divide assets among a number of separate companies. A spokeswoman confirms that the 121-year-old retailer is introducing an organizational structure that provides operating businesses with greater control, authority, and autonomy. So looks like Sears is going to be splitting into several companies, and I thought Sears was having some trouble back a little while ago, too. Yeah. Got to run to the store? Yeah, I know, right? Mrs. Dragonfly, I know. So now they're going to be recycling the bags, which is really good. I mean, that they're taking that type of responsibility for the community and that sort of thing. So that's pretty cool. And also, guys, just wanted to let you know that coming up, on Sunday morning, Divine Time. I don't know if you guys have had an opportunity to check that out, but that's my Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. I've been noticing more and more people listening to that on Sunday morning, so I just want to, you know, put it out there that Sunday mornings we just kind of chill and relax and we pray and we give thanks. And it doesn't really matter what religion you are, whether or not you believe in what I believe in. It's just a time to reflect. And hopefully, you know, some of it is inspirational as well. So be sure to check that out. Sunday mornings, 9:30 a.m. Divine Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl Purpose Vision. And I do appreciate you tuning in. Stay right where you are, and I will be back with more. Mental note, all of your current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more right here. I'll be right back.
Come pick this nigga up for you, condom in his truck. You still tricking with the slut, telling me I'm number one, but you was better than the rest. Truth be told, you's a mess. Who love to play games, roller coaster with my brain. I cry myself to sleep, cause it hurts so bad. I'm asking, how could you fold everything we had? And now I gotta go inside the little black bag. I bet he'll be back trying to wave the white flag. Nigga, nerve of you, saying I wouldn't find another. You done bumped your head. You gon' need me, sucker. I'm changing my number. I ain't thinking about you. I'm in love with myself, and you wanna know the truth.
In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it. Please don't touch,
don't touch.
And keep talking and mess that time. But could you walk and talk at the same time? And it's my name that's on that tag. So come move your bag, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to stand.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I could have another you. In a minute, matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute. He's talking slick. One's a killer, one's a drug dealer. One who wants to sign me with $1 million figures. I even know a rapper who wanna dig in it. Or my football player friend who's been begging me to end it. My attorney on Brickle with a big pop circle. Who ain't never had a hard time aiming at the middle. My NBA all-star who make you wear the sizzle. That's a shizzle, my nizzle. He take his time when he nibble. Don't make me remind you to the left, to the left.
Everything you own in the box to the left. In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't touch,
don't touch.
And keep talking and mess that time. But could you walk and talk at the same time? Then it's my name that's on that tag. So come move your bag, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to stay.
Around, it's your girl Purpose Vision right here at Blog Talk Radio. And guys, wife of Britney Spears, paparazzi pal separates. Of course, you know I got a report on Miss Britney. Now it looks like the wife of 4 years of Adnan Galib, which is the paparazzo friend of Britney, who I don't know if you guys been seeing them on the news or on some of the gossip things like TMZ and all of that. He's been everywhere with her. He's like her shadow now. And seems that his wife has filed for divorce, so I guess he and Britney can get a little bit closer if that's their intention. And writers hold informal talks with studios. So, guys, you know there's been a writer's strike, and I'm so sick of it because all of my favorite shows, I keep seeing reruns. And I want new shows. I want new Desperate Housewives. I want new Grey's Anatomy. I want new shows. Okay. So that's me pouting, guys. And what could lead to the resumption of negotiations between studios and striking writers an informal meeting between the two parties has occurred, signaling a glimmer of hope for the upcoming Oscars, as well as future movie scripts and this TV season. Great. And no picket lines at the Grammys. Oh, and did you hear about Beyonce's dad? What is his first name? I can't think of his first name right now. Beyonce Knowles, her dad, her manager. You guys know who I'm talking about. He was saying that Beyonce is going to perform at the Grammys or something, and Beyonce was saying that she didn't say that, or she wasn't planning on performing at the Grammys. So he was saying that it's going to be an excellent performance. I don't know if he was just trying to hype up the Grammys. Maybe she's nominated for some awards or something. But, I thought that was so funny. I heard that on B103, which is one of my favorite stations here in Atlanta. Excuse me. I heard that on yesterday, so we'll see. But here in L.A., reported entertainment news here on AOL, it says the Striking Writers Guild said Tuesday it has decided against picketing the upcoming Grammy Awards. However, the Writers Guild of America's Board of Directors has yet to grant the music industry show a waiver that would allow writers to participate, a Guild spokesman said. Because, writers have to participate so that the people know what to say. When the artists get on stage and all of that, they have cue cards there. They have to know what to say. And writers do that, guys. So, if the writers aren't willing to give them a waiver, I don't know what's going to happen there. Still remains to be seen. But I hope the Grammys go off, without a hitch, because I love the Grammys. We all love the Grammys, right? So, as well as all of our favorite TV shows that are not on, or they're on, but they keep playing the same stupid stuff over and over again, things that I've already seen. The only thing that I can watch over and over again like that is Sex and the City. And I can't wait for the new Sex and the City movie. There's going to be a new Sex and the City movie coming out real soon. Actually, I think it's going to come out this summer. So that's going to be pretty cool. And, guys, did you see that the Patriots are the prohibitive Super Bowl favorites? But there's reason to fear the Giants. So the Patriots and the Giants are going to be in the Super Bowl this year. New York Giants and is it New England Patriots? No. Is it? Let me see. I think it's New England Patriots, if I'm not mistaken. I like sports, but I don't like them that much. I like to watch the Super Bowl. I like it when it's a big game, the World Series, Super Bowl, playoffs, that sort of thing. During the season, I really don't watch, since Michael Vick isn't with the Falcons anymore. I'm a Michael Vick fan, guys, so he made the game exciting for me. And it's funny because, Dallas Cowboys, sometimes I like to watch the Dallas Cowboys, but, it just depends on if there's anything exciting going on. I just don't like, the standard football thing. But, when Michael Vick was on the field, there was always something exciting. He was always doing some miraculous things, It's like people were always like, whoa, did he just do that? So that's why I enjoy watching that. But at any rate, thanks for tuning in. Looks like we only have, we don't have any more time. I'm just still rattling on. So thanks for joining me this morning. Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate, Sunday, 6:30 p.m. And thanks for listening to Mental Note, all of your current events right here on Blog Talk Radio. And until we speak again, remember, guys, in all things, peace and love. And I hope you have a great day. Peace.